There's a couple of other stories that are rolling around outside of the crunch. And, of course, we've got the first vacancy officially, and we might not get many others, I don't think, at the end of 2017. Looks like Collingwood have probably unofficially decided, seemingly, that they're going to go
have
with Nathan. Well, is that what we're... Is that the Jungle Drum suggesting that? Or not?
Saw Robbo?
It's a flip of the coin still, isn't it?
If this is an election, I think I would argue... And this
too close
didn't
to
happen.
Call?
No, it's... The propaganda in the last 2 weeks has been huge. It's like everyone's come out and said, you've got to reappoint him, you've got to reappoint him. And then that Betty says, well, it's got nothing to do with the last 3 weeks, it's got nothing to do with the next 7 weeks. Well, on that reasoning, I argue that you can't reappoint him.
Well, that's based on that logic, you cannot.
You can't.
He was gone 6 or 7 weeks ago.
And so... But it's interesting. It's a leap of faith more than a leap of trust if they go in with Nathan Buckley. And that's okay. We're allowed to have faith in our people. I have faith in people I work with in everywhere I work. So you've got to have faith in people. But there comes a time when that faith is eroded. For example, I think the faith eroded with Jack Watts at the moment because he got dropped from this weekend. That's a separate issue. But... Yep. There is, the talk's been quite strong that Nathan Buckley's going to be reappointed. And if he is, well done to him.
So that's for time to write that story, and we'll know what the truth of the matter is when we, you know, get there, and it's probably not that far away from knowing. But we do know that there's a vacancy up at the Gold Coast Suns now. We know that Rodney Eed is gone. Where are they at, and what is the, is there a fit? Is there a coach, a type? And I think we all thought that Rodney was put in there because he was the right type. They needed a veteran, hard-nosed disciplinarian who was going to shake the lethargy out of this joint and give them what they needed, a bit of steel and a bit of fire that they'd never had before. It hasn't worked. Where do we go with the Gold Coast Suns from here?
Where do we go? All I know is that Mark Evans now is one of the most important people that's ever existed in history. He's been handed a $200 million baby from the AFL that he's probably sent there from the AFL.
It's pretty sick.
It is a very sick place, and one man is going to make some significant decisions on how do we fix that patient up there.
Well, the one thing you've been saying, Robbo, and you've been saying this for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, might be three, at least three, since I got back from Greece, I've been listening to you. Gary Ablett's the first thing you've got to do.
Got to go. He cannot stay there under any circumstances.
Just get the deal done, whatever it takes. If you get a packet of chips or you get a first-round pick, it doesn't matter. Just do what you need to do and get Gary Ablett. And you don't need that anchor hanging around.
Well, you know that more,
the neck.
You know that more than me. I'm saying it from the outside of the senior playing group where Scotty and Ox, you guys lived for years in it. When you've got the best player... Who was the best player at Melbourne? You were Ox. Who was the second best player at Melbourne? Be honest. So Gary Lyon. Gary Lyon says, I don't want to be here.
See you later.
And the club says, no, you're staying. Gary goes, no, I don't want to be here.
Yeah,
I want to train.
The players know. The players get a sniff of it, and guess what?
Well, the player doesn't invest in the program.
They start ostracising him.
And then what happens?
And then it falls apart, and then you start having bitch
fights. It's poisonous.
Now, I can't comment on his injury status at the minute, but it seems incredibly odd that he's in, out.
It's unbelievable.
It is odd. Isn't it? It is odd, but I don't want to sit here and say Gary Ablett's, you know, this.
No.
Because we don't know.
No.
So, I think it's unfair to say, Gary, you're foxing, you're just mucking around. You're taking a piss out of us.
But on face value, it is unusual.
It is unusual.
He wants to go. So, you come in and you say, Gary, all right, we're going to accommodate you. We're going to make sure. But we do have one issue.
You're getting rid of your best player.
No, but we do have
Who
one.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
He doesn't want to be there, mate.
Doesn't matter.
We've got to build culture at our footy club.
You know what coaches are like? A coach who comes in wants to get wins on the board.
No,
he won't help you.
This coach that comes in, it's not about wins and losses.
Okay, so the coach that comes in says, get him out.
Yep.
Get him. He does what Malcolm Blight did at the Adelaide Crows. He doesn't even talk to the bloke.
No,
he says
Cochran's
to John Reid, he says to, before he gets there, he says to the football operations guy, get rid of McGuinness, get rid of McDermott, get rid of Jarman, get rid of them all. I don't want him near the joint. Do it all before I get here. I don't want their blood on my hands. But so get Gary Ablett out of the joint right away.
Just on face value and taking...
Is that what he does?
Taking the name...
It's a brave call,
okay, what if it's a guy
But if you take the name out of it, you've got to look and go, we're going on a journey and it starts from this day, Dot. And we've got a player that doesn't want to be here. I think just based on those facts, the outcome is obvious
What if it's John Barker? And John Barker is at Carlton. And last year they had a player, Bryce Gibbs, who didn't want to be there. And Bryce Gibbs has put together a very, very solid professional season. What if John Barker says, no, I can get through to... I need Gary Ablett. I want Gary Ablett. I've got to... Give me the chance to work with Gary Ablett.
You know John Barker, don't you?
Not very well.
I don't, you?
Not
I know. Well. I've met him a couple of times.
Yep.
He's got a strong belief in football and football teams and football culture. He is not going to go into a team and, as his first year coach and have a guy like Gary Ablett there who doesn't want to be there.
The thing is, if you have Gary, you lose 20 other players.
They will say, if you don't want to be here,
get out.
Yeah. We are trying to build here. Mm. Now, the problem is, and Rodney Eade confirmed this on Thursday night, there is an issue, Ox, which we spoke about on Thursday on your show with Marco. He has got a front-ended contract.
This is right.
And so Gold Coast sons are sitting there going, we have paid this guy a lot of money. A lot of money in his early first 2 years of his contract. What do we get for that?
You know what you do? You just cut your losses. Honestly.
That was their choice, though.
Honestly.
It was their choice?
I assume.
Well, there's only two choices. Yeah. Either Pickering went to him, said, I want a front-ended contract, or the club said, hey, we need to give you a front-end contract.
But either way, at some stage, the Gold Coast made a decision to either suggest it or accept it.
And the money's paid, Robbo. So you've got to pay the money anyway. Yeah. Just cut your losses. Guess what? It's like buying shares and your shares dip. You know what? Sometimes you just got to cut your losses, get out, and move on and go and buy another share that's actually going to produce you some income. Yeah, because this share at the moment, it ain't going to give you a dividend.
No.
Because not only is... And he plays good footy. We know how good he is. But it's the other stuff out the back end where... Whether it's Saad or whether it's your centre-half forward and captain, whether it's May down at full... They've got to be happy too. Now, if there's one bloke here that doesn't want to be there... Yeah. That's doing all, and it's like a vampire. It just sucks the life out. And I'm not saying Gary does that, but if someone's at SEN, for example, and we're a tight team, if someone doesn't want to be there and he wants to go to Triple M, guess what? Get him out the door as quick as you can. Let him go over there, and we'll be a happy family.
I agree with that.
But that is what you're saying about Gary.
I think
he's got family reasons as well. So let him go home.
Mark Evans understands football.
Of course he does.
He is playing.
That is the best.
He's playing a bit of a game, in my opinion, a game with Geelong. I think Geelong are playing a bit of a game with Mark Evans. Mark Evans is a football person. He's a football CEO. That's what I...
He's about culture. He's about
He's about building togetherness.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is so, so important.
And
so
we're not sitting here saying Gary's a bad person.
No, we're not.
It's not about...
Not.
This is about Gary.
Bad fit for that footy club.
Yes.
That's right.
So this is what Lloydie said in the Herald Sun, in your paper, Robbo. Lloydie's had a bit to say. He has a bit to say these days. Was he always this opinionated when he was playing?
Velvet sledgehammer.
Okay. The Suns have no soul. The players, no passion. The club, no history. And that is the new coach's challenge, to change all that.
Well, history's hard.
Good luck. Good luck.
You can't
lay that at the feet of a young coach.
He's going to have to. That is his feet.
I reckon that's a bit harsh, having no soul.
So let's look at the Giants and their build. And we are forced, or we choose to compare. Their big names were Callan Ward... Tom Scully, weren't they? And then they had those older players.
Like James McDonald, yes.
Yeah, but they Brogan. Weren't. But we've been talking. When we've been Jay talking Collins. About Gary, we've been talking about Gary the player. GWS never had a Gary the player, but they had a collection of stars, young stars, draft picks across the ground that came through together, and they developed a culture. So if you look at that model, Gold Coast, take the view that you're almost starting again, and here's your opportunity to get it right. Expose younger players across the ground, teach them to play correctly, have them buy in, and understand what it is to be a club that has a very single-minded focus.
Well, is it how pivotal is the next 12, getting that the call of the coach right and the obvious change in direction? Because I don't know who was reporting it during the week, but Tom Lynch is out. Is he not at the end of next year?
He's at the end of next year.
Well... There's going to be a lot of clubs with a lot of money.
They're going to go after him. You know why? Tom Lynch has to decide.
He's a Melbourne, he's a Victorian boy.
He's a Sorrento boy. He has to decide, is he there
to fulfil a legacy for Mike Fitzpatrick or Andrew Demetriou?
What does he owe the Gold Coast?
Or is he there to get one career and try and win a premiership?
I still believe, I'll go to the latter. I believe that they've got the nucleus of a very good team.
I think we all agree with that. Yeah.
So,
do they have to build? What are those intangibles in a team, Ox and Scotty? Those intangibles that we all talk about, are they real or we just imagine them? Those core values and signs are put up around the club.
Heath Shaw said it. I couldn't believe how hard they trained.
Yeah. There's point one. Have we ever heard that about a Gold Coast team? Have we ever heard one of their players say anything like that? Talk about the grunt or the effort of the work rate of one another.
Or they are real. I'm glad they're real because I talk about them all the time.
Yeah, how tight we are.
You know they are.
And the people that don't accept poor excuses from players.
They're real at every club, at every level.
Uncompromising
desire.
Or how tight we are.
Or how tight.
Yeah.
Or how we work together. I mean, Geelong, you look at Geelong and Hawthorn, and Sydney in a similar way. I mean, you wouldn't know how many of their players have been offered big bucks to leave. Most of them. Every 2 years. Because that's what clubs always try and do. They pick off the players at the good clubs that they think, because of the depth of talent, therefore there's a lot of players getting paid unders. But they drive it. They don't drive it from head office. The playing group drive it.
The playing group's sitting in judgment as well through the early 2000s.
I think all the good clubs do. It has to be driven by the playing group because there's a coach that sits in the coach's box and he looks down and he moves magnets and so forth. But how often have we heard a coach say, there's very little I could do in the coach's box in the last 3 or 4 minutes? It's a playing group that take it. Yeah.
I just want to talk about that.
And the Hodge stuff was pivotal, wasn't it? I think the Adelaide game where they had he would have had a sore hand that night or arms from waving. He was like a bloody air traffic controller. Certain players, there'd be players at the Gold Coast that do that. That other players would say, there was a player earlier in the year, wasn't there? There was an incident around the ball about blocking for someone, and it got out that someone said, you need to block. Yeah, you need to block, and it was like, get stuffed. Can you imagine a Hawthorn player ever saying to Hodgie?
A bit of mayo on that, but there was an incident.
But can you imagine,
why don't you block?
When Hodge talks, they listen, and they believe in that.
That's why he shouldn't be there. I want to say one thing about the coaching. So I believe in all that. I reckon that's his fundamental to football. So everyone says, go get Alistair Clarkson. Give him $2 million and come up here and deliver. Clarkson built his own culture at Hawthorn. Can one person take that culture elsewhere? Alan Jeans left Hawthorn and went to Richmond. All these great coaches coached elsewhere. They didn't have the same success. Yeah. I'm not going to say take it to the bank. I'll say take it to the credit union. Okay?
Pyramid?
John Barker will get the Gold Coast job. I'm really confident on that, and I think to the credit union. Because I reckon they want to bring in a guy who's going to hopefully be there for 5-6 years, youngish but not old, 40-odd, whatever he is, early 40s, and build together. Rocket comes in, lecture, fix up, we've all got drug problems here, we're all drinking too much, our culture is crap. Rocket, come in and lecture and teach. The next coach has got to come in and say, righto, boys, bring it in. We're all in this together. Okay? That is the person, or that kind of coach, is, I think, what Gold Coast needs. I think it's absolutely critical that the next coach is a person who's going to grow with this team.
And you're quite right. If you went through history, fair to say there's a better record of a new coach when it doesn't always work. But brings the group through.
Brings the go with
all
the group.
At some point, all the great coaches have started with a group. They've been untried. But there is a history of coaches going to another team being able to replicate it.
That is football. Yeah.
And here's where the stuff you were talking about a couple of minutes ago, Scotty, is even more important, is it not, at a club like the Gold Coast Suns, who have got nothing else to fall back on. Yeah. They don't represent anyone. Well, the Gold Coast represents nothing. It's a slab of beach that runs for 100 kilometres or 50 kilometres.
Cheap ribs.
the Gold Coast is just a name. It's not
Gilligan's
a town.
Island.
It is. It's a, so there's
no. They don't have a history.
There's no culture. There's no club culture. There's no past champions to fall back on and lay a foundation. There's no Knights to go to where past players come back and lay. When you become a Sun, this is what you represent. It has to be manufactured within that group.
But what a great way of actually.
It isn't an opportunity.
Let me ask you this. Going back to where we started here. And this might be unfair on Gary Ablett. Knowing what we know about the Gold Coast Suns in that prison that we've just discussed then, was Gary Ablett the wrong big-name player right from the outset
Graham
for the
Graham Downey,
Suns?
Who helped set up the club.
Graham
Downey, who helped set up the club and now come out this morning in the Gold Coast Bulletin and said, I think we made the wrong decision.
So if you've got $1.8 million to spend over four years or whatever... Mm. Would they have been better off going and getting
two or three
Luke Hodge?
$600,000.
If you're going to try and pin it on one bloke,
I would be surprised.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's a really good call.
You don't think they may have asked about those players?
I'm sure they would have.
You see, you've got that knowledge, Scotty. The way you talk, then there's such a knowing about you, and player managers don't give up a lot.
I'm sure
they asked about Nick Revolt.
I'm sure that the Gold Coast, when they were sitting
down, about Nick Revolt.
Gold Coast would have sat down in a very early meeting and go, "Who do we build this club around?" And the next comment, "Well, who is the best leader in the comp?" But you've got to remember, there's a reason why the very best leaders are the very best leaders, and one of their great traits is loyalty, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So what does that mean? When you knock on Selwood's door or Hodge or Rewald, thanks for the offer.
And they would have been big offers. They would have been big offers.
But my job is here.
He was the right
person. This is me.
He was the right player at the right time.
He was the best player in the comp.
He was the biggest brand in the comp, and they needed a brand up there.
This is the problem.
Do they still go after brand, or do they now go after football?
That's a philosophical
people,
discussion
what they
around
didn't do,
what
they
was
didn't
most
do,
important.
They didn't surround him. They didn't surround him with the Callum Wards. They didn't surround him with the people that were... Well, they had the money. They had more money than... And don't think they weren't paying more than 5 or 10. They could have paid whatever they wanted to set the club up. So they didn't surround him with the right people. Gary Ablett was the perfect person. Everyone knew him. He was the most recognisable person.
He
had front pages every week. So from a marketing perspective,
that's the only perspective,
though. No, that's okay.
Yeah.
But then surround him because he was the best player.
But when you can't surround him, do you need to reevaluate what your priorities are?
No, but you still got to land that fish first. You still got to land the big fish.
There's really good arguments for both sides.
Yeah, there are.
7 years on.
But if we talk about...
They're a calamity still.
But if we talk about marketing, they get 10,000 there. They had Carmichael Hunt, the biggest star in Queensland.
What a joke. What a joke.
History will say...
Looking back, I'm ashamed of myself.
What a joke.
You know,
not you.
But I'm trying to... I like the game, and I want the game to expand, and I want the game to be the best game in 50 years' time.
Look, does anyone...
AFL could say, we need Carmichael Hunt.
Does anyone ever remember that Israel Folau played for the Giants?
It's a laughing
stock. It's been mentioned for 5 years. Look, in the scheme of things, it's meant nothing. It's been about those young players.
Been sucked in a lot in my life, but that is pretty close to the top.
Is he worse than Carmichael?
Oh, by a long way. But they're both...
No, only from performance. Culturally, there's another question we could talk about from 10 minutes. The Carmichael Hunt effect on that playing group.
It's a bad joke that anybody...